Welcome to Pennal, croeso I Bennal, and welcome to our walk around our village. Here we are at Algath Lodge, which was a single-storey cottage until the late 1950s. It housed servants for many years, two of whom were listed on the 1906 electoral roll as James Bennett and George Cook in service. But it also guarded the drive up to the hall. There was another drive to and from Talgath going due west and coming out in Court. The only clue left is a big slate gatepost at the side of the Penmine Lane. Carry on up the winding drive between the park fields, over the little humpbacked bridge on the Court River, towered by three great fir trees, usually a sign of hospitality in olden times. Soon you come across one of the posts that hung the gates for the hall. Walk on a little further to where the road forks, and by the gate on the right we could see between the trees the straight mile-long road between Pennal and Court, probably a Roman road originally, wide and straight, but also at one time common land where the bonded villagers of Pennal could grow some crops or keep animals. This road is called Utra'r Beddau, or the Road of Graves. It is said to be paved with the graves of soldiers killed in a brutal battle fought in April 1474 between supporters of the two sides in the War of the Roses on the Maes in Pennal, literally the battleground in Pennal. Henry Tudor himself later, travelling from Pembroke, passed by on the other side of the Dyfi before setting up camp at Llanwrin on his way to Bosworth. Many battles were fought at this time, as men were recruited to both sides. Here, on Henry's side, the soldiers collected under the banner of the Red Rose of Lancaster, led by Thomas ap Gruffydd ap Nicholas of Dinevor, near Carmarthen. The opposing White Rose of the Yorkist side were led by William Herbert, Lord Pembroke. A mighty battle was fought, and Thomas was victorious. Then a hand-to-hand fight ensued between Thomas and a David Gough, with Thomas again victorious. But later that night he and his soldiers were ambushed and killed in their sleep. It is believed that his grave lies by the entrance of Ysgarweddan Farm, opposite, in a field called Park Crach. The soldiers lie where they fell on the field nearer the river, where now, over 500 years later, just a slight rise can be seen in the middle of the field. One wonders how many locals fought in such battles and skirmishes. A bard sang the praises of Hywel ap Siencyn of Ynys Maengwyn, Tywyn, whose son lived at Cefn Caer, as he fought at this battle, probably with many of his men. Walking on up to the hall, the fields on the left were a pheasantry surrounded by trees in the 1800s. Some were cut for the First World War. Then in the Second World War, on the field next to the road, stood a prisoner of war camp with huts, canteen and a hall. Most were Italians who worked on local farms during the day. It's a shame no photos have survived. Well, we haven't seen any yet. A field nearer the hall is called Cae Coronation. Not a street, but a coronation field. Here, village celebrations mark the coronation of Edward VII in August 1902. A photo shows local children dancing round a maypole, possibly from this time. A party and sports were reported in local papers. Many such celebrations were organised by Talgath families over the years. You are on the Wales Coastal Path, which goes right up and in front of Talgath Hall. High up on the gable end on the two cast iron downspouts are the golden painted initials LE for Lewis Edwards and the date 1774, which is when the hall was completed. Ahead today's bar was the original farmhouse, also an orangery for a while. A new farmhouse was built at the back of the barn, now part of the holiday complex, which began to be developed after the death of the last private owner, O.D. Jones, in 1951. Talgath, had originally just been a small farm on the Esgairweddan estate, like most farms around the village. Esgairweddan can be seen on the hill opposite the back of the hall, though if the trees are in leaf, you may have to walk down a little way to see it clearly. Same family had lived there for centuries, but then in the older house called Plas and a Roft, in the little valley behind today's farmhouse. In 1683, Robert Price, or Ap Rhys, started to extend his lands by way of a mortgage for £450. Robert wasn't of humble beginnings at all. His family could be traced back to the Welsh rulers, namely to Gruffydd ap Cynan, King of Gwynedd, 1055 to 1137, through an illegitimate son of his grandson, Llywelyn Fawr. The family lived at Plas yn y Rhofft until Elizabethan times, an important hall house which kings and princes of Gwynedd used as one of their courts as they travelled their lands. Llywelyn Fawr held what was called the First Parliament of Wales in 1215, the same year as the Magna Carta, when he summoned all the rulers of Wales to Cyfran Aberdyfi, just over the Dyfi on the Domen Las at Ynys Hir. Owain Glyndŵr would have known this in 1406. He may indeed have stayed or written his letter as Plas yn y Rhofft, just as much as in the church, or at Cencaer, or even under canvas. Court itself may get its name from this plas or court, although its original name seems to be Pont y Cwrt, and so suggests a bridge on the way to a court. At the old plas, or in Pennal, as we'll see later. In the early 17th century, the family built Esgairweddan, which was much more modern. Plas and Rhofft was later left to the elements and the ruin cleared in the mid-20th century. But when Robert Price died in 1702 with no male heir, he left it to his three daughters, who mostly lived in Shrewsbury. Mary was the last descendant, and when she died in 1770, she left it to her kinswoman and her husband, Humphrey Edwards of Talgath Farm, who was also the land agent. So it became the Edwards estate, and of the same family, Humphrey's brother John built the Plas estate in Machynlleth and Plas Edwards in Tywyn, and another brother, Edward, described as a Greek scholar and clergyman and a friend of Samuel Johnson, was vice-principal of Christ College, Oxford, for over 20 years, all born at Talgath Farm at the beginning of the 18th century. Humphrey Edwards began building Talgath Hall in 1772, but it was finished by his son Lewis 2 years later. Lewis died in 1797 and left Talgath to his only son Price, who sadly died at 21 in 1809 with no children. So history repeated itself. Lewis's youngest daughter Frances inherited Talgath from her brother and married Thomas Charles Thruston of Market Weston, Suffolk, in St. Martin in the Fields, Leicester Square, London, in 1815. He was recorded as a commander in the Royal Navy. The couple honeymooned in Italy, so Talgath became the Thruston estate for most of the 19th century. Captain Thruston and Frances had 5 children, all baptised at Pennal. She died in 1828, and a year later Charles married Eliza Sotheby, daughter of Admiral Sotheby. In his later years, Charles was very involved as one of the first directors of the new town of Machynlleth Railway Bill, dated 1857. But in 1858 he died, crushed between 2 carriages on the Strand in London. His obituary in the Aberystwyth Observer said that the poor in Pennal have lost a friend indeed. Talgath was inherited by his eldest son, Charles Frederick Thruston. He spent most of his time at Talgath, was Lord of the Manor of Pennal, Sheriff of Merionethshire in 1860, Magistrate in 2 counties, Chairman of the Tywyn and Pennal School Board, Captain in the 96th Light Infantry, and according to the 1861 census, farmer of 200 acres. He employed 5 men, 3 boys, and several servants in the house. He was once commended for saving 4 lives on a sinking vessel carrying limestone at Aberdovey. In 1848, he had married Mary Nisbet, granddaughter of Lady Nelson, and both were welcomed home to church bells in Tywyn, a gun salute in Aberdovey, and an escort up to celebrations at Talgath. The community thought a great deal of him. In 1880, he was transported to the schoolroom in a man-drawn carriage to the sound of the Pennal Brass Band, to a presentation to thank him for his benevolence. 400 signatures testified to his work for the poor and education locally. He did strive to help local people. In 1871, he set up an appeal for subscriptions for a wounded old Waterloo veteran, David Jones of Pennal, a 19th century version of a Just Giving advert in nationwide papers. He went to court to keep a footpath open across the Dyfi at Llygwy. In the old school logbook lay a letter he wrote allowing a young girl to stay at home to help her mother with a potato harvest while her quarryman father was working. A liberal in politics and by nature, it seems. But after his death in 1882, the estate declined. And in the same year, all the contents of the house were sold, and the hall, farm, fishing and shooting on 4,000 acres were offered up for rent for 7 or 14 years. In 1848, the elder Thruston had built another house for his second son by his second wife, Clement Arthur, at Pennal Tower. He was a barrister and a lieutenant in the Merionethshire Yeoman Cavalry. His son Edmund Heathcote Thruston was Lieutenant Colonel in the Royal Navy, and his younger brother, Major Arthur Blyford, died in Uganda 32, after which a memorial for him was erected in St. Paul's Cathedral. The family crest and motto is recorded in the County Families of Merioneth. The motto suitably, Thrust On. Pennal in the 19th century had an abundance of halls for the gentry, with their own estates varying in size, such as Llygwy, Penmaendyfi, Pantlidw and Gogarth. Fishing and game attracted many, but perhaps the country house in wonderful scenery had something to do with it as well. Talgath was rented by 4 different families after 1882, the Vales, the Whites, the Sutherleys and the Steeles. It was eventually sold to the sitting tenant, Mr. Frank Gott, in 1917, when he was made Lord Mayor of Leeds, where he'd been in business all his life. He died in 1920, and a beautiful window in his memory can be seen in the church. Talgath Hall and Estate was bought by Major Owen Daniel Jones, originally from Tywyn, younger brother of the Merioneth MP, at one time a jeweller, but later the manager of the North British Insurance Company. He kept many servants, including a chauffeur, to drive the 2 roads. Some later worked in the hotel and holiday complex. Talgath changed hands many times after 1951, becoming a McDonald resort in the late 1990s. O.D. Jones's family still have an apartment in the main house. He had sold most of the estate on in 1923 to 3 local farmers who bought half a dozen farms for £26,000, selling one off a little later. The tenants now owned their farms, the story of many at this time. Pennal Towers' estate was also sold. The last of the Thrustons, the Dowager and her daughter, had left the tower by 1900 for Chelsea, then Shropshire, where she died in 1930. And although Edmund Heathcote was listed in 1906, he had soon left Pennal and become a successful writer on sportsmen. Now take the road back towards one of the oldest relics in Pennal's history, the Domen Las Mound, in the field you passed on the way up the drive. This is our last stop on our walk around the village, and a fitting place to do so, as much of Pennal's history is centred on a few places like this, like milestones in our history, the Roman fort, the church, and the hall. People living in Pennal and the surrounding area are very proud of our heritage. We have now got together with a project called Pennal 2050 to help provide a happy, prosperous and healthy place for generations to come. If you'd like to find out more, please visit our website www.visitpennal.wales.